Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Yeah, it is. Good morning, you. Got Monday going on here, February 9th, a mild Monday. We're at 32 degrees right now. Cloudy sky. Every Monday, got to find out what's going on in the land of green and white over in the Breckenridge Public Schools. Talking with Christy Sullivan, superintendent, on the phone with me this morning. Christy, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Moving on through February here. What's going on this week, Breckenridge Schools?
Well, today we've got a band concert for grades 6 through 12, 7 p.m. this evening in our BHS gym. And also today, 1 p.m., our elementary students will be attending a basketball game at NDSCS, and that is always lots of fun, and I know they look forward to it. Tomorrow, Tuesday, we have a Coda the Warrior presentation, 9:30 tomorrow morning at our elementary. We'll also be having lunch buddies tomorrow at the elementary. Girls basketball at Barnesville tomorrow, C squad at 4:30, B squad at 6, and varsity at 7:30. Boys junior high basketball will be going Hankinson. 7th grade will play at 4:30 and 8th grade at 5:30. Boys basketball versus Park Christian at home. C squad at 4:45, B squad 5:45, and varsity at 7:15. And also Tuesday, hockey will be at home versus Fergus Falls. JV at 5, varsity at 7. On Wednesday, we have a 1 hour late start. Thursday, hockey versus Little Falls at home. JV at 5, varsity at 7. And then on Friday, basketball doubleheader versus Park Rapids at home. 4:15, girls B squad at BHS. 4:15, boys B squad at the elementary school. 5:45, girls varsity at BHS, followed by 7:30, boys varsity. Also, boys have a junior high game versus Wahpeton at St. Mary's School on Friday. 7th grade will play at 4:30. And 8th grade at 5:30. Also Friday, our boys JV EDC championships for wrestling will be at Cheyenne High School at 4 p.m. and gymnastics varsity quad at American Gold Gymnastics at 5:30. Also hockey versus River Lakes JV, time to be determined, and varsity will be at 7. And then on Saturday, moving into your Valentine's Day holiday, we have a boys varsity East Region tournament for wrestling at Cheyenne High School, and that is at 10 a.m.
You know, I say this every week. I don't know how you keep all that straight. It must be kind of like you'll take it one day at a time. Is that kind of how you do it?
That is about how it works.
Christy, listen, anything else you want to add?
Yep, I want to give a shout-out. A couple special acknowledgments here and congratulations. Congratulations to David Erlinson for achieving his 150th win in wrestling, and to Aiden Sanchez for earning his 1,000th career point in basketball and for also breaking the all-time high game score at 45 points in last Friday's game. The previous record of 41 points in a game was held by Stephen Lipp. So congratulations to both David and Aiden for their achievements.
You've got some amazing athletes over there and great students, too. Christy, listen, always great to talk with you on Monday. Have a great week. Okay, we'll catch up next week.
Actually, one last reminder, there's no school on Monday for
okay.
the President's Day weekend. So no school Monday, February 16th.
Good. So we'll talk with you 2 weeks. Okay. Now
yeah,
got all that straight.
Good.
I need to take it one day at a time. Christy, have a good week. Okay.
All right. Thank you. You too.
That is Christy Sullivan, Breckenridge School News. And we do this every Monday here at this time at the Voice of the Valley. Time once again for another edition of Point of Law. It's brought to you by your locally owned car wash, All Seasons Car Wash in West Wahpeton.
Can you break a will because the maker used poor judgment in naming his beneficiaries? That question came before the court in the case of the Misers Millions. I'm Curtis Howard.